Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 350 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 13th is identify a mistake you have made recently. Write out how you can take action to do the following. Admit you were wrong. Learn a lesson from your mistake. And change your behavior to support your growth. Commit to these actions today. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. We've discussed before on the podcast about the source of our obstacles. Sometimes they come from unavoidable suffering, which we have no control over. Sometimes they come from the choices and behaviors of other people. And sometimes they come from our own decisions and actions. When our obstacles come from our own actions, we often want to ignore them and just forget about them. Sometimes we try to keep grinding through life and hope that as we keep taking more and more action, we will move farther and farther away from the mistake. However, this often leads to an unresolved tension within ourselves, and although it may not be on the surface, it has the potential to come up later in life. So what do we need to do when we make a mistake? Legendary basketball coach at the University of North Carolina, Dean Smith, used the following formula: recognize it, admit it, learn from it, forget about it. Frosty Westering changed the last component of the formula for the football players he had on his team and told them to flush it. He didn't want his players dwelling on past mistakes and letting it affect their future performance. And while these are all great actions, and we can definitely use them as a tool to overcome obstacles, I think we sometimes need to add another step onto the formula, and that is to change our behavior to support our growth and cement it into our story. Have you ever had someone apologize or tell you what you wanted to hear in some way, and then their behavior goes right back to the way it was before? This person begins to lose credibility with us, and we start to lose trust in them. And because we want to build relationships with our students and athletes built on trust and confidence, we don't want to be like this. So we need to consciously take action to change our behavior and not make the same mistake again. So how about you? Can you identify a mistake you've made recently? Can you write out how you can take action to do the following? Admit you are wrong, learn a lesson from your mistake, and change your behavior to support your growth. Can you commit to these actions today? Remember that overcoming obstacles is one of our action fundamentals that comes from our mindset of rising above. And while words can be important, like the words of apology, those words are hollow unless they are backed up by actions that support them. Admitting to our mistakes, learning from them, and changing our behavior to support our growth can help us increase our impact on our students and athletes when we grow by 1% and give those young people a better version of ourselves every day.